it's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave.
You know, I hate it when somebody plays with my headphone volume.
Who would do that? If I knew how to do it, I would.
No. It's Kat who's in here on Sundays and doing announcements Monday morning and... playing with my volume.
You've got to watch out for those cats.
You do. And because those cat videos, you start watching one, next thing you know, it's 3 days later.
You know, I think it's my favorite commercial right now.
Okay.
Is the guy with the Chevrolet pickup truck that has a cat hunting and a cat, what else? Going after cattle.
Going after cattle.
Yes. Yes.
Is it a big cat or just a house cat?
It was a house cat.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that one?
No.
It's hilarious. And at the end, there's a guy fishing, and here he has this pickup truck, and he throws the stick, and the cat goes, gets it in the water.
Oh, okay.
And the guy says, "That's amazing. Oh, my new truck with the new, gate?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the cat. What did he do? He didn't do anything. It really...
Yeah, Chevy's really pushing that gate.
Well, I imagine so you can that's do probably a things. $5,000 option.
Oh, I would think so.
My goodness gracious. If you can get a car, I mean, the chips are somewhere floating in the Pacific Ocean.
Somewhere, yeah. And I bought something off of Facebook for my wife for Christmas.
Yes.
Only to find out, like, a week later... It's on its way from China. I said, oh, crud. It never said it was coming from China. No, it never did.
Well, if anything is learned from all this disaster that we've been going through for the last 2 years, is that the supply chain is better if you have your supply right here in the country.
Right, right.
If you had the face masks made here, if you had toys and furniture, and we have offshored everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes an epidemic to expose that we are vulnerable to outside forces.
And now they say that when this supply chain thing gets fixed, which could be half a year, we're going to end up with a glut.
Oh,
so we're going from absolutely nothing coming in to things just sitting there begging to be taken, you know?
Yeah. it makes a lot of sense to me. It's like... your face masks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't get them, right?
You couldn't.
Now
that's why people were making their own masks and stuff.
Yeah, now...
This one that I wear around here is one my sister made.
Well, that's very becoming of you, by the way.
It's got the sports on the other side, but, you know, I have to wash it again so I can play the sports.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's supply and demand. We went from a regular economy to nothing in March of 2020. And people stopped ordering. And
as a matter of fact, Goodwill made about 75,000 masks during that time. Mm-hmm. Because we have a sewing department in the back there.
Yeah.
They made about 75,000 masks.
So. Wow. And see, but that's not needed anymore.
No.
Right? I mean, you can,
so they don't do that now, right?
And it was hard to find hand sanitizer, right?
I mean, oh, yeah. And Gojo's right here in Akron.
Yeah. And now I went to CVS the other day, and they had a huge bottle for 50 cents. They got to get rid of it. So that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think. Who knows? But that would make a lot of sense. I'm just surprised you read an article of that high academic quality.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was...
Was it in the comics?
It was a mistake. It fell on the floor, and I picked it up and said, oh, look at this.
But I don't know how much this Omicron thing is going to, this new variant. I thought Omicron was a watch. So we got to work.
Well, it sounds like a watch knockoff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that Omega? What's the big watchmaker that begins with O?
Oh.
Omega, isn't it? Omega watch.
those really, really expensive ones.
Yeah. Well, I thought Omicron was, we got a new variant, and I thought, well, geez, this virus is going after watches, for goodness sakes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking.
You have to watch it. Watch out for it.
It sounds serious. I don't know.
It does. I'm not sure what, you know, the last one came along and was really aimed towards the kids, and I'm not sure what this one's aimed towards.
Mm. Well, all I can do is keep
I think it's aimed towards the Cleveland Browns' pathetic play.
Maybe they got Omicron.
They might have.
Well, they better get a shot.
they better give their kicker a shot. I mean, this in the last 2 weeks, he's missed 7 points of two field goals. That and another one he kicked on Sunday night hit the uprights and fell inside.
That's correct.
You know, and what the heck is going on here?
What a pathetic game.
On both sides.
Well, the defense did okay.
The defense, yeah. I meant on both teams is what I meant.
You would think
because, you know, everybody's saying, well, and even the announcers say, well, it's a win, but it's an ugly win, you know, but we'll take the ugly win as opposed to an ugly loss, so. You know, they got the ugly win, we got the ugly loss. Not quite fair.
Well, I know Lamar Jackson was out for a while, and this was his first game back. That's the quarterback for the Ravens. And
I think two of them were actually tipped.
Yeah.
And
he is an amazing athlete, though. I mean,
But he had four interceptions.
And what did we do to capitalize on
nothing.
It? Not much at all.
We did nothing. We did not score any points on four turnovers.
No.
We just stopped them from scoring. Our defense stopped them. You know, we're always boo-hoo-hooing about our defense. Well, you know.
I'm not always boo-hoo-hooing.
Well, the people on the fan are always yelling about the defense.
Oh, that's how they make their money, boo-hoo-hooing.
Well, I'm talking about the people that call in.
Oh. Well, they always
boo-hoo-hoo. Those experts, you know, that call in.
Yeah. Yeah,
from their basement.
Well, all these guys, even the hosts, think they're experts.
Yeah.
Now, some of them are, like Dustin Fox. He played the game.
He played the ball. He played the game. Yeah.
I don't know about the other guys who never played the sport. They get paid to criticize. They really do. And boy, were they after him. They were saying Kevin Stefanski, the golden boy of last year, our football messiah, so to speak, who finally is righted the ship, and now he's
a whole new culture.
He's a whole now. He's one guy described him as Bernie. You know, Weekend with Bernie, the dead guy. This guy's showing no emotion. He put sunglasses on him. He would look like the Weekend at Bernie guy. And all of it, and the offense lacks spark. The team lacks leadership. And wow, boy, it doesn't take much to.
Well, we played New England. They won now six games in a row, and they lead their division. And we got beat up by them. And everyone was calling for Joe's head. He turned around and played a tough game and won. It wasn't, you know, but my son doesn't really blame. A Baker, he blames the coach and his calling of the plays and not being prepared. I mean, let's face it, on first down, they almost had eight guys on the line every time, so we couldn't run the ball.
Yeah, that's called filling in the box.
Okay, well, regardless of whatever you want to call it, the fact is they shut down Nick Chubb. They shut down Nick Chubb.
Yeah, they shut down Kareem
Hunt. They did.
Who wasn't in very much. I didn't understand that. I don't know. I'm not an expert, but it would seem to me you have a less mobile quarterback in Baker. He has limited range, and it's easy for a defense to scheme around that, to plan
right,
around.
Because not only do they have all those people online, they rushed a heck of a lot.
They always anticipated run, 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 run. I mean, once in a while, he did break through for 6 or 7 yards, right? I mean,
yeah.
But not very often.
No.
And So they're all playing to stop the run, and then they don't have a game breaker. I mean, Jarvis Landry could be a bust out game.
And he had some good plays, but he had a lousy play.
He had a lousy play when they gave him a trick play after after a play that they scored a good first down on, and they had a trick play. You're right. I think it was a combination of a lot of different things. Bad coaching, not necessarily on the defense. I mean, you held them to, what, 16 points?
16, technically, yeah. 13, you got the last three in the last 3 minutes.
Well, let's face
it,
too, the touchdown that they got was kind of a gift. I mean, it looked like that ball touched the ground. And,
it all depends on the view. It was called a touchdown. You really has to be irrefutable, and it wasn't. You look at the one view, and it looked like it hit his knee.
Yeah.
You look at the other view, and it looked like it hit the ground.
So it was.
So it wasn't irrefutable evidence.
Well, my expert, my wife Nancy.
Okay.
It hit the ground. So, Jim, I don't know. I mean, it's so close. And if it was called the other way, I would think it would have stand as well.
Yes, it would. Either way, would have been called. It would have stood.
So anyway, we got a sort of a gift touchdown. It was a well played execution of the awfully low pass. But that was the highlight, really. I mean, it's and Lamar Jackson, he had that one fantastic play where everybody was chasing him, and he throws the ball, and the guy's wide open in the end zone.
Yeah.
Touchdown. And then they have the best kicker as well in perhaps NFL history in Justin Tucker.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
I don't know.
Where's Phil Dawson? Where's Phil Dawson?
Oh, and this is Chase, what's his name? Chase, our kicker, Chase McDaniels?
Chase going to be gone next week, yeah.
Well, he was on fire the first few weeks of the season. I don't know. It's, at least they're not going
to
lose.
I mean, to me, a 46-yard field goal is not, it's extremely doable in the NFL. Extremely doable in the NFL.
It has to be, yeah.
You know, opposed to the guy that was kicking against us, had a 66-yard at the end of one game that beat somebody.
Actually, I think it was a little, technically 67. He was 66 and a half, and they always go with
they always go with the extra half.
Yeah. And before that was, I remember the guy who kicked a 63. That lasted a long, long time. He was, God, watch what was his name, from New Orleans.
From Nolens.
He was a straight kicker. Remember the old, like Lou Groza time?
Yeah.
They just kicked it. You know, they weren't soccer style kickers. And gosh, I can't remember his name. But that stood for many decades.
Yeah.
So they had the best kicker. The defense knew how to plan against a limited Baker Mayfield. And I. Hoping that 2 weeks...
It was maybe all the more reason why they should have not played him the week before.
Yeah.
Against the Lions. You know, he's your starter, and we all knew it, and everybody knows it. But if you'd given him a little bit more, another week off, instead of getting beat up on Sunday, then, you know, not being able to practice 2 or 3 days, he'd have been able to hit the regular practices and feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as the best he's felt in a month. Well, you know what? He would feel a little better if he didn't play on that Sunday.
Well, a lot of that is hype, too. When you ask an NFL quarterback going into a game...
You want to go out?
I feel awful. I feel... You know, you want to make the other team think that you're doing great, right? I mean, I would think so. And you tell the press that, and the press... sometimes I got tired of that... broadcasting team last night, too. Everybody's amazing. Everybody's superb, dynamic. Chris Collingsworth. Mike Tirisi's pretty good, but good old Al Michaels is probably one of the...
Yeah, he doesn't do that anymore for them, does he?
Al Michaels? I thought he...
Was he in there?
I think he's just off for a week or two. And Chris Collingsworth, he just blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Like we do.
Like we do. Yeah, but we're not paid to do it, and he is.
I don't get paid for this?
Can I backtrack here?
Oh, that's right.
You get paid in coffee.
Oh, that's right.
It's an excellent coffee.
From rare beans in the hills of Chile.
Hills of Chile.
I just took a sip.
Mountain grown.
Yeah. I don't know. It's... So the fans are turning against the coach.
And yeah, but, you know, again, 3 weeks ago they were turning against the defensive coordinator. You know, the fans turned on a dime. Mm-hmm. Dime isn't too big. It doesn't take much to turn.
Well, the critics, at least what from my hear, want to fire Stefanski. They just want to, I guess, have him more inspired. Is that the word? I don't know.
I think they would like him not to be calling the plays. I would like him not to be calling the plays. We have an experienced offensive coordinator there who has experienced it calling plays. Let him have that responsibility. Then you can fire him without firing the coach.
Well, that may happen. I don't know. That was a big discussion on the radio as well.
Oh, was it? Okay, I did not hear that.
Switching, letting Van, whatever his name is, the Van Pelt?
Van Pelt, yeah.
Van Pelt to call the plays. Well, most coaches, not all, but most are like CEOs. They make sure everybody's doing their job.
And they have final say in everything.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin's like that. Some other ones. I mean, Nick Saban in Alabama, he's not calling. No, he's not calling. No,
please.
No.
He just, you know, gets up here like Captain Picard and says, make it so.
That's right.
You know, make it so.
Or we'll find, I have a.
Or I'll find somebody
who. I have 50 resumes here of top quality offensive coordinators. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, sir, master.
Yeah, master in command. Yeah, so a lot of them are like that, but not all. There's pros and cons, but it seems, of course, it worked last season, right? I mean, he was Coach of the Year, NFL Coach of the out of 32 coaches
in the COVID year. Yeah, in the COVID year, where everything is upside down. Everything.
So the COVID year.
I don't know.
Allowed Kevin Stefanski to be.
I don't know. I have no idea.
So are you saying last year was a fluke?
I'm starting to believe last year was a fluke.
Really?
I am starting to believe that. We've got so much talent here, and we do. We've got tremendous talent here. I don't think it's being utilized properly.
Or has the opposition developed ways to stop it? You certainly saw Baltimore stop their running game.
They did.
And, I mean, to me, the defense was tenacious. I mean, they created 4 turnovers and put Jackson on the move a lot. Of course, he's amazing on the move, but caused, I think, by squeezing him behind the line to throw those 4 interceptions, or at least, get him. I mean, some of those 2 of those interceptions were exceptional.
Right, they were.
They were. I mean,
they were, absolutely.
Other 2 were just right to him. Yeah, but 2 of them were amazing.
Yeah, they just stepped right in front of the receiver. And
took
the ball. Yeah.
But the other one, the guy tipped it, went in the air, and
Denzel Ward was juggling it.
So yeah, 2 out of the 4 were. Of course, if a receiver tips the ball and it's intercepted, the quarterback gets the...
He still gets the interception.
That's sometimes not accurate, but I'm sure coaches take that into consideration. So I don't know. My goodness gracious, what do we have left here?
Well, I guarantee we won't lose next weekend.
Unless Bye puts
Well,
up,
if everybody else wins, then we still lose.
Well, yeah. If Bye can... rush the quarterback. Watch out. It's a bye week.
It is a bye week, yes.
What are we going to do? We have to talk. Maybe we talk baseball or something next week.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
We're going to talk Ohio State cheese and crackers.
All right. Well, let's get back to this. Bye. Anyway. Well, my predictions were all wrong. I had the first week against Kansas City as a loss. Then Houston, we won.
You got
Chicago,
that
we won.
You got
that
one.
Right. You got Minnesota, we won.
Okay.
We got we lost to the L.A. Chargers.
You did.
Which I predicted as a win. And then Arizona, based on the power ratings at the beginning of the season. I picked them to win, but we lost significantly.
Yeah.
37-14. I did predict a win against Denver. That's the one that Baker sat out. And we won that 17-4, barely won it. And we lost to Pittsburgh. I had predicted that as a win. Cincinnati, I predicted a win, and they won big time. New England, I predicted a win, and they lost big time. And Detroit predicted a win, and they barely won against a really bad team. And then Baltimore, I did predict to lose against Baltimore. But so at this point, I had them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 2.
10 and 2.
Boy, glad I don't make my money.
Optimistic soul, you.
Well,
I was too. No, I was too.
You didn't not disagree vehemently.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I was optimistic too. I'm not so optimistic anymore.
Well, here we got. We got Baltimore again. And I would have to think that with Lamar Jackson getting back into the groove, we should be very concerned.
Are they off this week also?
No.
Because I thought they were a game less than everyone else.
No, no. We are. We have one more than any. Let me see. Hold on. Hold on here.
Hold your horses.
Hold on, Bob.
Hold your horses, Wilbur. Wilbur.
I wore a quick draw McGraw guy. And his sidekick.
And Baba Louie.
Baba Louie.
Hey, quick straw. Quick straw.
Well, Quick Draw was, he had an alter ego, too.
Elkabong.
Elkabong.
Elkabong. Kabling. Some other guitar.
What turned Quick Draw into Elkabong?
A mask. That was it. A mask and a guitar.
I don't remember because I was just a little tot.
Yes, yes.
That Quick Draw would become Elkabong for some reason. And I don't know why. What would happen to Baba Louie? Did Baba Louie stay the same?
Yes.
He did.
Yep.
Huh.
Little Baba Louie.
Well, I actually forgot what Quick Draw McGraw did. Was he
He was a sheriff.
So when he became Elkabong, was he the Mexican sheriff?
No. He was like a Zorro. He was an independent kind of guy. Vigilante type thing. Vigilante horse. Excuse me. Because Quickstraw McGraw, he was a horse, for those that aren't sure what we're talking about.
Yes, well, I'm not sure.
A cartoon horse.
He was, but it was... It was a very funny cartoon.
It was Dawes Butler doing both him and Baba Louie.
Yeah. Who was doing it?
Well, Dawes Butler.
Dawes Butler. You know the voiceover for those guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, you know all kinds of stuff.
He was...
Dawes Butler.
Dawes Butler, yeah. Yeah.
Who did Deputy Dog?
Deputy Dog. Probably Dawes Butler. He did most of... He did Pixie and Dixie and Jinx the Cat, and he did... He did most of those Hanna-Barbera voices.
Well, Hanna-Barbera was different than Warner Brothers?
Well, yes, yes.
Okay. And
But Hanna-Barbera did do the Flintstones and the Jetsons and Johnny Quest.
I didn't like Johnny Quest.
It's that Yappin' Dog that got me, but he had the coolest theme music in the world.
I'll have to go look at that. Okay, you're telling me so. But those are some of the mysteries of life. Why did Quick Draw turn into Elkabong? Just on a whim?
No, it was to...
I mean, did he get us like Superman? Superman was,
of course, Clark. It was to get back like the old widow's money back for her, you know?
Why couldn't he do it as Quick Draw?
Because he didn't
have, go outside the
he
law.
He didn't have the mystique, and right, if he didn't have a search warrant, you know, all he needed was a mask and a guitar to kabong somebody with his guitar.
Oh, and there was another one too. The Canadian Mountie and his girlfriend.
Oh, Dudley Do Right.
Yeah, who did that?
That was not the Dawes Butler. Who did do? I don't know whether it was Don Mesnick or what. I'm not sure.
Wow,
But yeah, that was in there with
Mel Blanc.
That was in there with the Bullwinkle stuff.
Oh, okay. Bullwinkle. Oh, he was a classic.
He is a classic.
He is. And
hey, Rocky, watch me pull the rabbit out of my hat.
Or when they were fan mail from some flounder, when they pulled the bottle out of the.
Yeah.
I still use that from time to time.
Fan mail from.
You know, when Nancy gets these texts, and they say, well, fan mail from some flounder? And she doesn't know what I'm talking about. Oh, those were great. Those were great. I never, you know, Popeye was all right. I couldn't stand all
Tom
of them.
Tom and Jerry was great. I like that.
All, oh, I couldn't, yeah, Tom and Jerry were violent, though. I mean, they
were. Oh, yeah, they were the most violent cartoon out there. Yeah.
Sylvester, I like him. Daffy Duck got on my nerves. He really I never liked Mickey Mouse and that whole group. I like Goofy.
Yeah.
Which kind of figures, huh?
Yeah.
So where were we?
We were looking at standings, I think.
Oh.
Is that what you were doing?
Oh, yeah.
You were pulling out standings there.
Pull right out of my hat.
Right out of your hat.
And a rhino pulled up or a lion.
Ooh. Most tickets I seven, yeah.
I wouldn't that be great to have a job like that? You just create goofy stuff.
Oh, I do. I don't get a job. I don't get paid for it. I create lots of goofy stuff.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I do.
You do,
yeah.
Yes. And good stuff, too. Too bad you can't monetize that. Anyway, they were able to, and they did a good job. I don't know what they're showing.
Well, they were
now.
Able to get it on network television. That helps a lot in the monetizing department.
Yeah. Now they got Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
If you're a grandpa, you probably know about Paw
Patrol. I do. I am and I do.
Yeah, I don't like Paw Patrol.
SpongeBob
is.
SpongeBob has some adult features to it.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, that's bizarre. Some guy comes up with a talking sponge and makes a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
But, you know, you had Tim Conway on there for a while. You had Ernest Borgnine on there.
On SpongeBob?
Doing voices, yeah.
He's been around that long?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're both gone now, right?
They are both gone now. But not forgotten.
No. No. Well, that's amazing. I didn't know Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine, yeah.
I remember.
That guy kept busy up until the I think he was still under contract when he died there. I'm sure they wanted to dig him up, but, you know.
Another favorite was Mr. Magoo.
Oh, yes. Oh, good old Jim Backus.
Oh, he was.
Oh, Magoo, you did it again. Done it again.
When he went driving and. Oh, anyway.
There old Charlie. Mr. Magoo. His assistant. You're going the wrong way, Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. Well, now it's kind of.
It is politically incorrect.
I mean, we have to be a little. I don't know what side of this political. You got to be a little bit. Laugh at yourself from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, I was. This is off the subject.
Okay.
But, you know, I played with a bunch of older guys and saw Bondor, and boy, they just don't like the Guardians. They just don't understand.
It doesn't matter what they like.
I understand, but they point to the Braves and the tomahawk chop. And
what I don't like about that is that Major League Baseball came out and said they see nothing wrong with it. They don't get complaints about the Braves and the tomahawk chop, supposedly. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with it. But the Indians, they are a big, big problem.
Well, what did they? You don't have the fans doing the chop.
I never saw that.
The Indians fans, I thought we grew up with it.
Yeah.
And we just.
And so
there
when
was they, no
so when you,
overt you know, so, scalping.
So
or
when Wahoo was kind of disappearing, I guess it was okay. You know, if you wanted to wear it and you had it, you could do it. You know, you could still go to the gift shop and buy it.
Yeah.
You can't now. But, you know, it kind of. Major League Baseball kind of made that disappear, you know.
Well, the caricature was a little outdated. And really did not dignify the Native Americans.
Right.
And
no, I understand.
I understand that. But the Braves or some, you know, the Florida Seminoles, and there's all kinds of still rather large organizations that use Native American terms. And I understand it. So I'm just talking about this group of guys, older guys, and they just think it's ridiculous that the name was changed. And I don't think it's ridiculous. I understand it. But given that the other organizations still use Native American
names and images.
I mean, the tomahawk chalk chop I would think it would be offensive to Native Americans.
I would think so too, and I think they do that in Kansas City as well.
The Chiefs, another one.
Yeah.
We got the Guardians.
I understand why they did it. I think they could have done it with a different name, but it is what it is.
I got to get over it. I'm just relating.
You will.
In the next
4 or 5 years, you will get over it.
I'm just telling. I'm relating. This is the first time I got to, with this group, this particular group this year. And, I mean, there was guys coming in with their Indians sweatshirts playing indoors, of course. And they started talking, I can't believe we've got to change this and blah, blah, blah. And older people don't necessarily.
We don't embrace change.
I do. I'm much younger than you.
Well, you are.
I'm having a hard time even at my tender age to.
Right. And you're able to embrace more than I am. So, you know.
It's just an anecdote that
consensus. How's that?
Yes. Well, anyway. I still don't like it.
Yeah.
I can't get over it. I got to see somebody.
Maybe a baseball
site. I guess they had 750 people go shopping at the first day.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that before the sign fell down?
Apparently, it was very fortunate that nobody was underneath that.
It is very fortunate nobody was. That looked like pretty heavy stuff.
So
as the sign actually fell off of the building, the Guardians, the new logo and stuff, literally fell off the building.
I think that should.
Is there actually a logo?
Yeah, it's just
that monolith stone face thing.
It's
just the G. G in the baseball.
The baseball with the thing, the wings going from it or something.
Oh, jeez.
I know it's. I don't know why they had to change the C. To a crooked C instead of the regular C. I mean, I understand they want to make money with new merchandise.
Yeah. Yeah. All new merchandise.
Yeah.
Is that what Ken Babby did when he renamed the.
Yeah.
To the Rubber Ducks?
Rubber Ducks. With that's his prerogative. I mean.
But actually, at least he had a cool logo to go with it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cool, tough looking duck there.
Well, that's more minor leaguish.
Yeah.
Too. I mean, you have. Don't you have, like, the little mud hens?
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like the mud chickens for the Cleveland.
I don't know exactly what a mud hen is.
But, it's a hen that lays in the mud.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought it should be
it
more
rains, than that. It rains. And in the special chicken pen, there's a little pond that dries up. And when it rains, it becomes muddy, and all these special chickens just run into the mud hole and get mud all over them, so they won't get eaten.
They won't get eaten.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, who wants to eat a muddy
chicken? Well, but if they sit there long enough, then they get stuck in there, and then they'll get eaten.
No, but who's going to clean a chicken before? You have a choice between a beautiful chicken over here.
I don't think foxes care much about cleaning.
Well, I'm talking about us.
Oh, they get in the mud to keep away from us?
Yes. I mean, who's going to eat a muddy chicken?
No, you give them a bath.
Oh, it costs.
You know, you take them out, they think they're going to a spa. You know, and next thing you know, they don't have a head.
You see these poor chickens. That Route 62, that's where Case Farms used to be, Park Farms.
Okay.
All this big trucks pulling in with these pens and pens full of chickens. They're all clean. That's why the mud hens decided to, let's go this route. We may not be eaten. Who's, you don't, I, in this big, because that's where we play softball during the, there in the summer is at Willock Field, right across the street from the chicken processing plant.
Oh.
And you never see a dirty chicken. So these mud hens are pretty smart. Hence, they named the team after them.
Okay.
You don't believe me.
I'm fine. I have no problem with that. I have no problem
well,
with that.
Well, if you were a chicken, whether you'd be dirty or dead.
Dirty or dead. Better dirt than dead.
That'd be better dirt than country dead. Western song. Yeah, I'd rather be dirty than dead.
Yeah, yeah.
So I am a mud hen.
Got to get a yodel in there, right?
Oh, I have to bring that up to Peekaboo Holstein, who's a great yodeler and writer of yodeling. She's hoarse now from long-term yodeling.
She's a horse now?
No, she's hoarse.
Oh, she's hoarse. Oh.
So, and she hasn't performed for like a year. It's a shame, too.
Yeah.
Pretty young.
She could still write, though.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'll have to bring that
She writes the songs that all the young yodelers sing. She writes the songs of yodeling and special things.
I don't know about that, but anyway. All right. Standings.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about those, didn't you? Well, Baltimore's now 8-3.
8-3.
Yeah. Who were we looking up?
We were looking, actually, Baltimore to see if they had a less games than...
So 8-3 is 11.
11, right. And we're 6-6, and we're 12.
But they play next week, so that...
They play next week, and
In fact, I think they play Pittsburgh.
You're right. Yeah, they played Pittsburgh.
Who looked awful against Cincinnati.
Oh, man. Cincinnati handed their butts to them.
I think Big Ben is...
He didn't look too happy on some of the shots.
I just think he's...
I don't understand why he came back this year.
I don't either.
Except for the fact they didn't have anybody else.
What's to stop somebody from retiring before? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
If it's time to go, it's time to go. I mean, of course, I guess if you're making $30 million a year, it's $30 million, right? If you get hurt, well, I'm going to be at home making $30 million
a
year. I'm not a professional athlete. I would not know how difficult it would be to hang it up. But at some point in time, either your body or your reactions aren't the same. It's more evident in baseball because the ability to swing the bat at a higher faster speed.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, because these pitchers, especially now with the beginnings of the concept of openers rather than starting pitchers,
right.
And you're bringing guys in who throw 100 miles an hour, and if you have a 93 mile an hour swing, you're going to strike out a lot.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, that's just the way it is. So, but I think football is just you lose a step. As a wide receiver, and you have these young guys who are your cornerbacks on defense that just smother you now instead of being able to get open. That's why OBJ left. He's 29, yeah. And that's
for a wide receiver. For a wide receiver, yeah,
like a swimmer. My goodness, swimmer. Now, what's his name? Who got all those medals?
Michael Phelps.
He was anomaly. He was fantastic. But normally, by the time you're 23, 24 years old, you're an old person.
Right.
In swimming and gymnastics.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be, you're
going against 14-year-olds and
tennis. Their bones at 14 are like rubber.
But tennis, look at that. And, you know, usually by the time you were, you know, if you made it to 30, you were ready to retire, hanging up. And look at the Williams.
Well, Serena Williams is kind of Vanessa.
She's slowing down.
Yeah, Vanessa, she's not winning like she used to.
But she was. It was which one was the one that won all of them? Was that
Vanessa's the better of the two?
Okay.
Yeah. What a tremendous sister act, huh? As far as athletes, and you have to be an athlete. I like that one commercial where she's in.
Oh, she's in there in
Wonder
she's
Woman.
She's in the Wonder Woman outfit. Yeah,
and then they mix the two, and she's. I mean, she's quite an athlete. So
yeah.
King Richard. Her dad was Richard, somebody or another. Richard Williams, I would assume.
I would think so.
I mean, I was just off to... Anyway. So,
but he'd be the kingmaker, so he's the, you know, King Richards.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know. I think they're close. Well, I mean, Vanessa's in her late 30s. But she had a baby and still won championships.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't do that.
I mean,
literally.
You looked at Chris Everett, and how long did she do?
Yeah,
she didn't play that late.
No.
Billie Jean King took it a little longer, later than most people, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, golf too. I mean, you get these young guys who can swing a golf club. Their speed, the golf head speed. At 22, 23, they can't do it at 38, 39.
No.
They're more into accuracy at when you get to your mid-30s and 40s. I guess Tiger Woods is on the comeback trail a little bit.
Okay,
I
don't know. We'll see.
They showed him on hitting some golf balls with a leg brace. I hope so. I mean, just for... I'd like to see how he does. He's 46 now. Kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
Is he really?
Time marches on. You can't stop it.
No, you can't.
No.
Unless you're in the Twilight Zone, you can't stop it.
Yeah.
Do that in
the Twilight Zone.
Episode called the Kind of Stopwatch. And you stop it and everything stops around you.
That was, there was a movie not too long ago called Yesterday. Where it was a flash and everything stopped for a while and everybody forgot the Beatles.
They forgot the Beatles and all their music.
And
except the, you know, a handful of people.
And the guy took advantage of that and started singing their songs and became an overnight sensation.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran was in that too. That was a good movie.
I really enjoyed that movie a lot.
Yeah. And they ended up, I think, confessing.
And then turned all their music into public domain.
Yeah.
Which kind of drove their publishers a little upset.
The agent went nuts.
Yeah.
And she couldn't stop it because he downloaded all the music and went somewhere. Anyway, so it was not a good day for Ohio, at least central to northern Ohio.
It was a bad weekend.
What Mike Tirrese said at the end of the game, Harbaugh's 2, Ohio nothing.
Yeah.
Because his brother, Jim Harbaugh, did you watch that game?
I did not. But, you know, the way he was wagging his tongue afterwards, he acted like he'd won the last 9 years instead of, you know, the first time in 9 years they won. First time in 5 years he's been there, he's won.
Yeah.
And he acted like, well, you know, some people have it, some people don't. Get a life.
He, of the two, is the most caustic.
Yes. He was that way when he was
the head coach at San Francisco. When he played his brother in the Super Bowl, which was an amazing feat to have two brothers coaching.
Yeah. Coach,
he seemed even hostile to his own brother.
Yeah.
And I don't know about that guy. I really don't. I don't like him. I like John Harbaugh, the head
coach.
Yeah,
he's a little bit more reserved.
I think he's classy. And
classy. Yeah, that's the word.
And his brother, Jim, I think
he's a punk.
Well, I think he should have been classy about it. You're right. He's been kicked several times by Ohio State.
This is the first year he's even had a winning record.
Yeah.
He's been there 5 years. His first year he's had a winning record. The first time in 5 years he's beaten the Buckeyes. And he acts like that, you know, they were there all the time. And, well, some people have it, some people don't.
Well, he had them ready on Saturday.
He did.
It was not a good game.
I'm not taking anything away. But, again... You know, we lose so much of our team to the NFL every year that we had a very young team, and that's no excuse. No. I'm not saying it's an excuse because they played there. I mean, I think Michigan State beat Michigan.
Yeah, that was their only loss.
And we beat the heck of, we destroyed them. So therefore, that equals that. We should have beaten them.
Well, you can't go by
it. No, you can't. Yeah. You can't because one doesn't equal – 1 week never equals another week, but still. You know, he could have handled it a little classier. I don't think I've ever heard Ryan Day ever down-talk his opponents.
No, he's there as long as he wants to be, Ryan Day. I think he's just a classy guy too.
And probably end up in the Rose Bowl. Well, you know, that's not a bad consolation prize.
Well, we've talked about the – other than the college football – playoffs.
The four teams.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares if you win these bowls that don't mean anything. I mean, other than, okay, we won the Sunflower Bowl. Who cares? The kids care. The parents care. The school cares. I understand that.
The money comes in.
The money comes in. But as this is the first college game I watched this year.
Okay.
Ohio State. And
so it's your fault. I wondered whose fault it was.
It was. I mean, with the Browns and baseball and everything else going on, it's just you have priorities, right?
Absolutely.
So, the World Series.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, I just that atmosphere to play in front of 107,000 people. Can you imagine?
No.
107,000 people. And I think they got caught up in it and it shook them up. And they, there's a young team, you know, freshman and sophomore. I think Strahd is just a freshman. That's a lot. He did okay. The defense just melted in that game. It's just he didn't do a good job. Yeah. And your season is not successful in Ohio or Michigan unless you beat that team.
Yeah.
It always has been that way. It's just that's how big this rivalry is. Another game I watched the end of was Alabama-Auburn. What a finish that was. They ended up in a tie. And in college football, they do it right. You get the ball on the 25, and you go through four overtimes. But each overtime is different. It gets down to basically at the fourth overtime to a 2-point conversion. And after the first three, you can still kick for field goals, and they matched and matched until the fourth one, and Ohio State got their 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Alabama, Auburn didn't, and Auburn was 6-5, so they weren't. They played Alabama tough.
Yeah.
So right now, I guess we're done with the Cleveland Browns for a while. I mean, that was a disgusting game.
Yeah.
I know you're disappointed.
I am disappointed.
I am disappointed too. Buffalo seems to be getting its mojo back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were the team to beat in the first part of the season. Then they were the team people beat, and now they seem to be getting back together. And Bill Belichick seems to have found his next
Mac Jones,
his next Tom Brady.
I tell you, Cincinnati, that Joe Burrow has gotten that team. This is what's the problem is. As we were supposed to get this is our period of time, our open period of time. Before these young stars
you got an aging Ben Roethlisberger. You got the young kid without a whole lot of support around him.
Mm-mm.
And then you got Lamar Jackson that is a legitimate contender. So it should have been us and Baltimore battling it out, but not going to be that.
I mean, you've allowed Joe Burrow to blossom and
you know, in the NFC, all the teams that are still contending are under 500. All the teams still contending for a wild card are under 500.
That's correct.
It's just crazy. And yet, you know, we're at 500 and we're pretty much out of the playoffs.
Well, it's going to be a tough road to hoe.
Well, it is. I mean, we've got some tough games.
We can't move on here. Let's look what we have.
Okay.
You got Baltimore again. That's going to be a tough game. I know it's here. We play on December 12th. But it's going to be a tough game.
Let me ask you something. If it doesn't look like we've done anything to prepare for Baltimore the next game, somebody lose their job?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't, unless they have a complete collapse, and it's possible. I don't think Kevin Stefanski's in jeopardy. I don't know why I'm saying that. I just have a feeling that you can't go from being the best coach of the year to worst. In it. I mean, come on. Unless you're exposed to something you're doing, right? And you have to change. And maybe going from...
And make your adjustment.
Make your adjustments. But it's going to be a tough, tough game. against Baltimore.
Yes.
And you got Vegas. Vegas is, they're 6-5. They're still in the hunt.
Yeah, but they were at one point 5-2.
Well, they had a lot of controversy. Let's face it. Yeah, you lost your coach because he was an idiot.
Yeah. He was suing the NFL. Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have the Baltimore game originally as a loss coming up on the 12th.
You now, be home.
The atmosphere will be different, so on and so forth, but we'll see. I have the us winning against Vegas. But then you got Green Bay on Christmas Day, Saturday the 25th. And Green Bay is one of the better teams in the NFC. What are they? They're 9-3 at home on Christmas. It's going to be hard to win there.
I don't think they've only lost one game. They had Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
The other two games, where he wasn't there.
Yeah. Now we play at Pittsburgh. And it depends on where they're at, too. I mean, right now it's hard to see them making the playoffs. And if they're just playing out the regular season, we could win that, perhaps. But we didn't look great against them in the first game when we played them at home.
No.
And then, the final game, January 9th. Woo! I'm getting my garden ready pretty soon. then we play here home at Cincinnati. So, and we'll have to see how Cincinnati.
You know, if Cincinnati's that far ahead, we may not see their most irregular guys.
That's true.
Cincinnati,
Baltimore's going to. I mean, if you realistically look like it's going to win our division.
So where?
And you've got
Baltimore is what, and then Cincinnati is what?
Baltimore is 7-3.
Okay.
Cincinnati 7-4. Okay, Cleveland is in third place. No, they're not now. 6-6. That was before last night's game. So they're in last place. 6-6. So realistically, they may go 8-8. Right?
Realistically,
it's going to be hard.
It's going to be a battle to get to 8-8 the way we've been playing.
Yeah, I mean,
we have not scored more than, 13 points?
Yeah, we have the lowest percentage of when we win. We have the lowest percentage of point differential.
We're at 6-6, but we've scored a lot less points than we've given up. Yeah, which means when you get beat up, when you lose, you lose big. When you win close.
Yeah, we have
one game with Cincinnati where it was our best game of the year.
Well, before yesterday's game, so at 244 and 10, they got 254 and 251 and 16 is like 268. So we're underwater point wise, giving up more points than scoring. So maybe we're 9-8, maybe, but realistically, I can't see them unless they turn things around. I mean, they have to turn. Something major has to happen during this bye week. And I don't know.
I mean, you lost Conklin for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
you did. And maybe part of next year.
Yeah, he had something. It's a brutal game. It's a brutal, brutal game.
Yeah.
And Hunt was even hurt a little bit. He wanted to get back in. That's why he wasn't in more. And injuries have taken a toll. It's taken a toll. Even Baker Mayfield is not 100%. And maybe that's all like the difference between this year and last year, being an optimist. But certainly it's going to put the quarterback position draft-wise and free agent-wise up there now as a question. Do we keep them? We can keep them for two more years because it's an option year, and then we can franchise them. But do you want to? That's the question. That's I don't know. I don't know. But before we got on the air, you thought he was no longer considered a franchise quarterback.
I you know, all he had to do was march down that field once, score that 7 points, and that with the time allowed, it would have probably been.
Yeah, but Hooper dropped a pass. Come on, it was right there.
He dropped several passes, but some of the passes were low and behind people too. You know, and he threw a lot of things out because it was under such pressure. You know, but yeah, I when you think of franchise quarterback, he's the guy that in your last moment will take you down. That's what you've always said.
And Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson and what
Patrick Mahomes.
What
Tom Brady.
Big Ben used to be.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have the talent he used to have around him either, so.
That's true, yeah.
And I think Pittsburgh's got to realize they got to rebuild. They had a good run. They won a lot more Super Bowls than we have. Of course, we're tied with Detroit for as many Super Bowls as.
That's true, we are.
Yeah. Just college football right now.
Right now.
You got Georgia, who's very impressive. They play Alabama next week for the SEC Cup. I'm just wondering if Georgia beats Alabama next week, whether Alabama will stay in the top four.
That's not supposed to, their division games are not supposed to count against them.
You know, really?
That's what my son said. So
I didn't know that. I'm enlightened.
But they do. You know, they're not supposed to affect the standings, but they do.
Well, you got to. I'm not going to give the Big Ten game to Michigan. Wisconsin could play them tough. They could be let down. Michigan could be let down after that big victory and pull off an upset. That would take them out of the top four.
It would, yeah.
Cincinnati. The University of Cincinnati is number four. They're above Ohio State, which is now seven. Who would have ever thought that the University of Cincinnati's football program would be ranked higher than Ohio State? That's quite a feat.
Yeah. Well, they've got a coach that was a coach at Ohio State. And, you know, when you dig into our archives over at castbox.fm, you can hear my son talking about it. He was at Ohio State as a student when Fickell was there as a coach. Not the coach, because he did coach them until Urban Meyer came in, and he was the transition coach.
Yeah, 1 year.
And he really loves it there in Cincinnati. He grew up in Cincinnati. He wants his family to be there. So for right now, he's there until he wants to move forward or not.
No, I'm sure if they get into the I'm sure right now he's got to be a hot commodity for even a bigger school.
But he's comfortable where he is. His kids are there. They're still in school and such, and he grew up there. So there's a lot of things drawing him into Cincinnati right now.
Would you say it's the fickle finger of fate that Cincinnati
is? It certainly is this year.
Who said that?
Rowena Martin's laughing.
The
fickle finger of fate.
Is at Cincinnati.
Well, they didn't say it was a Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I
they just always get. They had the weekly award, the Fickle Finger of Fate Award.
Yeah. I see the reruns. I never saw it live. I wasn't around.
Your mother probably didn't let you watch that. You know, the girls dancing.
Oh, Goldie Hawn in her bikini.
Yeah, yeah. With her body paint on.
Yeah. That was a good show.
It was.
I mean, the recordings that I've seen, you know.
It moved along at a pretty good pace.
Yeah, they sure did. I just remember a guy who was a pharmacist, even back then. And the pills, he said, be 15. The guy gave him 15 cents. And he walks off. He met $15. Well, I'm still making a profit.
Yeah. And speaking of making a profit, you got to make a pun.
Oh, I don't have a very good one. I have to do some more research.
Research time.
All right. Here we go. What's big and gray and doesn't matter?
I don't know.
And irrelevant.
And irrelevant.
Okay, yeah. I got two.
Okay. For that price, you better give me three. But okay.
People think icy is the easiest word to spell. Come to think of it, I see why.
All right.
I'm hitting the bottom of the barrel.
To the drawing board.
I got thousands here that I've used over the years.
To the drawing board. Back to the drawing board. We'll see everyone next week.
I see what?
On Sports Sidebar without having to, well, we'll still be talking about the Browns, I'm sure.